A new recruit in the struggle for justice this week on Oklahoma Memories. Despite strong efforts to do so, the early state legislatures of Oklahoma could not completely silence the voice of the state's black population. A.C. Hamlin was one such voice. From the Oklahoma History Center, this is Oklahoma Memories. I'm Michael Dean. February is Black History Month, and here in Oklahoma are a number of stories, some little known, about African Americans and their contributions to our state. As the legislature begins meeting, much attention is focused on T.W. Shannon, the first African American to be elected Speaker of the Oklahoma House. It's interesting to note that an early session of the newly created state legislature meeting in Guthrie following statehood included an African American member, and this is his story. Following the end of the Civil War in 1865 and for several decades afterwards, freed slaves migrated out of the Deep South towards places north and west. Known as the Exodusters, a large percentage of this migrating population moved initially towards Kansas, then Oklahoma. With the beginning of the great land openings in Oklahoma in the late 1880s and early 1890s, many of these Exodusters began a new exodus, hoping for a new start in the new territory. Among the hundreds of African-American families entering Oklahoma at the time was the Hamlin family, originally from Tennessee. The Hamlins first settled in Kansas, then with the opening of Oklahoma Territory, moved to a claim near Guthrie in Logan County. As a child in Guthrie, Albert Comstock, or A.C. Hamlin, experienced the early death of his father and accepted responsibility for helping hold his family together. Following the advice of his mother, Hamlin stayed in school, receiving an education that he began in Kansas. Hamlin, soon after graduation, married Katie Weaver and began a family of his own. A.C. Hamlin, as a young adult, was active in local politics and church business, and it was these connections that helped him make history in 1908. In 1908, Albert Comstock Hamlin became the first African American elected to the state legislature. Remarkably enough, at the very same time as his election, white Oklahoma politicians were working hard to remove voting rights and political power from the African American community. Despite the obvious prejudice against him, Hamlin not only served his term in the legislature, but also introduced a number of important bills and obtained passage of, among other things, the bill creating the state school for the deaf, blind, and orphan colored children at Taft. Hamlin also experienced moderate success in his fight for stricter observance of the Sabbath and greater equality of services for the state's segregated rail system. By 1910, the overwhelmingly white legislature created laws prohibiting black voting, and Hamlin lost his bid for re-election. As if being the first at anything wasn't enough, A.C. Hamlin endured being an African-American legislator in the very hostile, prejudiced environment that was early-day politics in Oklahoma. It was in this week of February of 1881 that the Hamlin family celebrated the arrival of young Albert Comstock into the world. Little did they know then the progress he would make or the paths to equality that he would struggle to open. You can learn more about the African-American story by visiting our exhibit, Realizing the Dream, at the Oklahoma History Center on Northeast 23rd Street, just east of the state capitol in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma Memories is a production of the Oklahoma History Center dedicated to the collection, preservation, and sharing of our state's past. I'm Michael Dean.